right, Trey, drop that a little bit. There we go. What is happening, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Talk to Me, the show where I get my friends to talk to me. The mustache is gone. November's over. Movember is over. But make sure you're always checking in on someone. Make sure that, you know, if someone needs a hand, check in on them, make sure they're okay. Today's episode of Talk to Me, I'm extremely excited about because I don't know this person from a bar of soap, and I love that. This is Marco, Marco from Papa Macros. Marco, thanks for jumping on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Mate, it's good to have you on here. It's good to see you face to face. We've communicated a little bit over Instagram over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And now we're here. So why don't you introduce yourself to the people, let them know who you are, what you're about.
Yeah, so my name is Marco. I own Papa Macros, a business I started, say, 2 years ago on a commercial scale. And yeah, so now you've hit me up to talk about my journey in business and also see how you heard about me as well, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And we've got Joseph on the switcher. Joe, how you doing, brother?
Hey, good, thanks.
You always buckle every single time you're on that mic. Mate, take me through Papa Macros, man. So Papa Macros is a meal prep company.
Correct.
And you've been doing this for about 2 years now?
Yeah, 2 years.
Why? Why meal prep?
Look, honestly, it's not something I ever planned for, more something I fell into. Mm-hmm. So me being into fitness myself, playing soccer growing up, after age of 18, stopped playing soccer, into the gym, had goals to compete in bodybuilding. But now at the start of this business, I don't really have much time to properly train.
For sure.
Always meal prepping for myself, you know, counting calories, training 6 days a week, doing my cardio, pretty in tune with it all. At the time, I was working as a property valuer, or that's what I studied. I studied property and finance.
Very different field, mate.
Yeah, and in that workspace, it's a male-dominant industry. Mm. So I go to work every day with my meals, and all the guys I was working with in the office said, what are these? Can you make me meals too? So that's where it began. So I'd be making my own meal prep, and I'd just make what I was making plus more for all the boys I work with. And that turned into making it for my work colleagues, to making it for my mates, then making it for mates and mates, then making it for the boys at the gym. Fast forward 6 months, I was making meals for about 30, 40 boys.
Dead set.
And that was all out of, at the beginning, it was from my home kitchen.
Yeah.
And then I started doing it out of my parents' restaurant in Georges Hall.
Okay.
So my parents have a restaurant, and I was using it there Sunday nights to cook all the food. And then either Sunday night and Monday night, I deliver it to whoever was ordering meals. And at the time, it was all through phone call and text.
So literally the boys were just like, let's make some food, get me some of that.
Yeah.
And go.
Yeah, that's right. All the meals
and were. That was it.
That was it. All the meals were $10. Really basic. Had like 5 options on the menu. And yeah, then it got to a point. So that was more so throughout end of 2019, end of 2020. Mm-hmm. And it got to a point where I was so busy with it, and I was using my dad's staff and his chefs, distracting them. So me and dad were arguing all the time about it. So it got to
as you do.
Yeah, I hired my own chef for a short period of time at that point.
Yeah.
Then it got to a point my dad said, you know, start looking at a commercial kitchen. You can't be using my space anymore.
How long into the process was that?
Look, it was on and off for about a year and a half. There was times like, because it was COVID and there was no work, people were out of routine that year of 2020. It was more so in 2019, I was really busy with it. But then at the end of 2020, when sort of lockdowns eased, and then it got ramped up again. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until December 2020 when I moved into a commercial kitchen in Marrickville.
Okay.
So I went from paying little to no rent.
Yeah.
To
Marrickville rent.
Yeah. To a massive lease. So I got a commercial kitchen there, and that's where the journey really began for me. That's when it went from just a side hustle to, you know, a full time gig.
So what made you consider going from finance and building to that, like? It was a side hustle. You're having fun with it. But what made you actually be like, nah, you know what? I want to pursue this thing.
I think I just loved it. Like, I'd be working ridiculous hours. I still do. but you don't count the hours. You know, you really enjoy it. And I don't know, it feels like you're doing a good deed. You feel like you're doing a good service and hearing good feedback. Like, that's what you work for, I guess. And even so early on, how I had a lot of traction, a lot of people liking the meals, it gave me a lot of faith in myself that I could go far with this.
Mm-hmm. Do you always cook?
Not anymore. No. Well, so I think growing up in from my parents from a restaurant background, I had a good understanding, not being a chef myself.
Yeah.
But pretty early on, I hired the people to play the roles. So I've always had a chef in charge of the in charge of the cooking. I also did the packing, the back end. Whereas now I've got a big team, and everyone sort of wears a different hats, and I'm just the person that puts the puzzle together, I guess.
Far out, man. Yeah. So did you cook from the start though? Like when you were prepping for yourself?
Yeah.
Mate, your meals must have been good for people to be like, get me some of that.
Oh, look, they were very basic. It was just a protein source, carb source, and veggies. Yep. It was very basic. Obviously, now it's we really put a lot of attention into the recipes, everything down to the sauces, the marinades, like the sodium levels. It's so specific and like tailored to what customers ask or to what complements other meals on the recipe, other meals on the menu, I should say.
And so you guys went from a small kitchen to your dad's kitchen to a commercial kitchen to what you are now. And this is what they've got, ladies and gents. This is what we're looking at here. This is very well done, brother. I've got to say,
thank you.
Aussie grown company, mate. That's phenomenal. That is really cool. So what makes you guys different?
I think number one thing compared to a lot of the other brands, on our size, it's all natural ingredients. We don't use any artificial sweeteners, no preservatives, no sugars, no added sugars, I should say. So in terms of quality, we're definitely on the higher end.
Yeah.
And in terms of people's digestion, we take into account like minimal onion, minimal garlic, minimal salts. We don't cut corners to cut the cost on the food. And that's why we have a lot of subscribers, people that stick with our meals. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you've had other brands or whatever.
We were talking off air and many of you know, I'm with My Muscle Chef.
Yeah.
I've been with them for 7 or 8 months now.
Yeah.
And when I saw yours, it intrigued me because I saw, like, I'm looking at your website right now. You've got locally sourced ingredients. Everything seems very family orientated, which is awesome.
Yes.
But then I look at this and I think to myself, how are you giving us this type of quality food and keeping it at the prices you are? Because your prices are cheap, man.
Yeah, you got to be relatively competitive. You can't be too far out of the range. Otherwise, people don't see the value. So you still got to have value for money. And that's another thing. We source all of our ingredients from local family-owned businesses.
That's awesome.
Here in Sydney. So that's something we've done from the beginning and we still stick to now.
Uh-huh.
And incorporate natural ingredients as much as we can. Because look, at the end of the day, we are a health-based business.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be putting that type of stuff in our meals to cut corners.
Yeah,
for sure. That's something that I always want to maintain, quality over quantity. Uh-huh. And I think that's what a lot of customers really value and why they stick with us so long. Another thing as well is we update our menu every month. So today I just announced our December menu going into summer. That way the variety keeps continuously going.
Like, so I saw that. How do you keep track of that? Because you're constantly coming up with new meals.
It's a lot of work.
Which honestly is probably the worst part about Muscle Chef, for example. And I'm only talking from experience.
Yeah.
They'll probably update their menu once a season. So once every 3 months or so.
Yeah.
You're updating a lot sooner than that.
Yeah. Look, on our... because we are a smaller brand, we're not in every single Woolies, Coles, service station. We do stock a lot of businesses. We stock a lot of independent gyms, supplement stores. We've worked with a few IGAs, Food Works in the past. Yep. But look, once you're on that scale, it is really hard to do the things like I'm doing now. Because I'm a smaller business, I can still manage that. That's why, like I said, the goal isn't to be the biggest, it's to be the best.
Yeah.
That's sort of been my goal from the start. Obviously, always looking to grow, but not to exceed what makes us different.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that a lot of people miss out on is the fact that, I guess, once you do get to that level and you do grow out of proportion, you become massive, you do start taking those risks, start taking those corners, whatever it is. But the fact that you're using homegrown stuff, Aussie businesses, I don't think you can do that once you get to that level, right?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And no disrespect to other brands out there. They do a great job what they do. But every brand has their point of difference.
So my big thing was this. I really liked your company. I liked the look of it. One of the guys from church, one of the guys from church, Alex, who watches the show, shout out to Alex. He told me about you. So he's got a job in your factory. He's packing boxes and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I go, where do you come up with a food prep company to work as a part-time job? He goes, oh yeah, I know him through my cousin and this and that. And that's how we came here. But what was cool was you're homegrown. Like you're from the area, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just down the road.
Been in Bass Hill my whole life.
Bass Hill your whole life?
Yeah, yeah. Between, Bass Hill, Greenacre, Yuna.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a Greenacre boy. Yeah, there you go. We grew up in Campbelltown for a bit as well. So we're all over the place. You Lebo?
Italian.
That's right. Your last name. I couldn't pronounce your last name.
That's right. No, sure. So many people can. It's a long one.
Italian. So your parents own an Italian restaurant?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Where's that?
In Georgia's Hall. So it's called Gasparo's.
Oh.
You been there?
Once? Twice? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's your family.
Yeah, that's right. So we do a lot. Yeah. It's an Italian restaurant. We do a lot of functions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mum and dad's pride and joy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, you definitely just join the family business, mate, just in a different way.
Yeah, I never saw myself doing something similar to what my dad does.
Yeah.
Just because looking at how my dad's lifestyle, he works big hours, not much of a life. You know, he's married to more so business than anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So how's he feel about this whole meal prep side of things. Like, that's very different to the old school Lebo Italian mentality. Yeah. Well,
when I was starting out, he was like, what's this? Where's the bread? Where's the sauce?
Yeah.
You know, where's the pasta? no one's going to get this. Not real food.
Yeah.
But I think in the past year, he's really seen how it has grown and how it is that like people do purchase this. You know what I mean?
Well, my dad's a chef by trade as well. So he started off at his Lebo, but he started as an Italian chef.
Yeah.
And so I understand that old school Lebo mentality of, or that old school ethnic mentality of, what are you doing? This isn't food. This is different. But one thing that I saw on your website that really intrigued me was you're not just a microwave. Like a lot of these other companies, they seal wrap their food so that you just pop it in the microwave, you're good to go.
Yeah.
You got three ways of cooking your food.
Yeah. You can look, 90% of people will use a microwave.
100%.
Depending on the recipe, you can put it in a pan and pan heat, or you can obviously out of the plastic container and reheat in the oven. It just depends how fussy you do want to be.
The fact that you provide that option is rare. Like that's what I'm saying. Like that's different, bro. Like that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's you got to give people the options, because a lot of people, I never owned a microwave until I started doing my own meal prep.
Yeah.
A lot of people still don't own a microwave.
Yeah. Why do you think people do meal prep?
Convenience. Convenience. People are time poor. If they know they can get a good product for a good price done for them. That's like a lot of the guys that I used to work with that were my first customers, really. They went into gym. They went into fitness. They were just sick of eating out every day, spending $30 on Uber Eats. And my meals were $10. It'd fill them up. They'd be happy and they'd feel better as well. A lot of them always complaining about their COVID weight and, you know,
yeah, for sure.
Their beer belly or whatever it may be. And it was just a good alternative. And that's what it is. So initially it started out being more so for gym and fitness. Now, funny enough, my most common customer is a middle-aged mum.
That's
it. Yeah. I never saw that happening, but that's what it is.
That's different.
Yeah.
So I joined the meal prep game because I moved out of the house probably about, how long now? 7 years? 2015. Yeah, about 7 years ago. Yeah. And for the first 4 or 5 years, I was cooking.
Yeah.
And man, that was time consuming. Did my head in.
Yeah.
And then life got busier, and I ended up being that guy.
Yeah.
Uber eating, spending all the money in the world just to get some food on the table.
Yeah.
And then I came across meal prepping, and like all these different companies got bombarded with them.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, my muscle chef sounds great. Jumped on it. And you're right, the convenience factor is unbelievable.
Yeah, you don't want to spend 3 hours on a Sunday afternoon cooking all your meals for a week, let alone every night of the week.
Yeah.
And if you're doing your own groceries, you probably spend $100 at least.
100%. So you've got the My Muscle Chef, you've got the You Foods, you've got the Jenny Craigs. The one thing I noticed about you was that you offer the same meal three different ways.
Correct. You're mentioning portion sizes?
Yeah, you got gains, you got lean, and low carb.
That's right, yeah.
What was the thought process behind that?
You got to have the option.
Okay.
So I never really actually wanted to do, personally, I never wanted to do low carb.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I feel like keto diet, it's great for losing weight, but not exactly
to sustain. Healthy. Yeah,
it's not good to sustain. However, you can't fight the demand for it, and it became a very common inquiry. So I did add the low carb option to the range.
Mm-hmm.
The lean and the gain is, look, everyone's different. Everyone has different goals. Men and women tend to eat different portion sizes. So I just separate everything over 500 calories or under 500 calories. And it's separated by the color of the container as well. So all of the white containers are a smaller size portion.
Yeah.
So they'd be lean or low carb. All of the black containers are a gain meal. So they're over 500 calories.
Mm-hmm.
And then the color of the packaging, if you look at it there, see, that's a chicken meal. So it's got poultry on it. So the color of our packaging represents the protein source in the meal as well.
Okay.
That way, when you look at the meal in the fridge, you know by the color of the container and the color of the label, you know what's in it and what size it is.
So you put a lot of thought into that.
Oh, it's been a process, not from the start. Yeah.
How hard was that process?
Very time consuming, a lot of money dumped into it. But worth it in the end. People appreciate the
intricacies, the details.
If you look on that, if you look at it sideways, you can see the name of the meal. And if you look at it from the top, you can see the name of the meal as well.
That's very smart.
So either way you look at it, you can see the name of the meal. So if you have it upright in your fridge or on the side, it just makes it that half a second quicker for you instead of having to go through all the meals to see what you have.
You really thought about time consumption. You thought about exercise. You thought about everyone's goals here.
Yeah.
And that's a very interesting part. So I'm just coming off a shred right now. I've got a week left. Well, when this episode comes out, I've just finished it yesterday. So I've smashed at least 5 burgers by this point. So you're thinking about that whole gym routine as well. You're thinking about those times of the year when you are going through a shred or a cut and those times you are bulking. How hard is it to, I guess, provide all that variety but still keep the aim of the game cheap and quality.
Yeah, look, margins are very slim, especially now. Food cost is high, so it is difficult.
Unreal.
Yeah, so you have to obviously maintain the business level and always look at growing.
Yeah.
So look, a lot of investment goes into marketing, reaching out. I do promos almost every night of the week.
Yep.
So that keeps me busy.
The marketing side of things hard, man.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
social media side's difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like I had a background in either. Made a lot of mistakes early on. Still make mistakes now.
Yeah.
I think I always will. Just learn from them as best you can.
And what's the hardest part about doing this right now?
More so time management. At this point, time management.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You're a small company.
Yeah.
How big's your team?
20 staff.
20 staff are putting all this together.
Correct.
How many customers are you supplying right now?
It's in the hundreds a week.
Of 20 staff?
Yeah, and then...
Mate, that's full on.
Yeah, obviously, customers come and go.
Yeah, of course.
Like every week, we get a certain amount of new customers, and then maybe a small percentage drop off, but they come back later on.
Yeah.
So it's just keeping the rotation positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really cool, man. That is really cool. And how's the delivery process work?
So our order cutoff time every week. So we only, everyone, like we have 20 staff, but it's everyone's part-time just because we don't run production 7 days a week, or mm-hmm. 5 days a week, I should say. So we want to run production per week for a Sunday or Monday delivery. I don't think I ever will get into two productions a week just because I like to keep everyone in that weekly routine. That way they're enticed to continuously order and they stay in that routine.
Yeah.
Because if they start ordering midweek, then Sunday, then whatever it may be, you lose that rhythm.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if it's the best option in the future, but it is now.
I'm telling you, for me, that sounds great.
Yeah. Like, so
the fact that's the same time every single time.
Yeah, so every Thursday, 8 p.m., you know, you have to get your order in. And you can, if you're in Sydney, you can choose a Sunday or a Monday delivery. If you're interstate, so Queensland, Adelaide, Melbourne, Canberra, it's only a Monday delivery option.
Okay.
So we pretty much do our prep Thursday, Friday, cook and pack Saturday, deliver to you Sunday, Monday. So it's a very tight, like a very stressful, we do some big days.
Tight windows.
Yeah, tight windows. There's no margin for error. Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about doing this?
I think, like for example, today's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I call every single new customer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It takes hours, but that's my Wednesday dedicated.
Why?
Number one, people appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you get amazing feedback, whether it's good or bad. That's where a lot of my decisions on what I change about the business come from my Wednesdays.
So you're really allowing the customer to make the choices?
Yeah.
You're really allowing them to pretty much push your recipes, push your... the way you guide your company.
Yeah, or even customers say, why do you do this, why do you do that? And I expect them to go, oh, okay, that makes sense. And they appreciate that. And the fact that I'm calling them, then they'll go, oh, who owns this? Or can you tell someone this? And it's like, yeah, that's okay, I'll sort it out for you. And they really appreciate that it's me calling and reaching out.
Well, the fact that it's the owner of Papa Macro's calling, like that's a pretty big deal as well.
Yeah, I think it's something I always try to do. It doesn't matter what level it gets to. Yeah, that's where a lot of and even today, look, I rarely ever have negative feedback, not to jinx myself, but I'm really careful with everything we put out and what
we do. You're not wrong, because ladies and gents, be straight out with you. I'm looking at his Google reviews. He's got 5 stars across the board. And that's not just like one or two reviews. He's got about 50 here. They're all 5 stars and they're all positive comments. Yeah. You've got to be proud of that, mate. That's
good. Yeah. Well, like what your question was, what's the best part about it? I think it's the feedback, really. Mm. Knowing that you're a part of so many people's lives and what they're putting into their bodies from you and it's benefiting their lives, even like weight loss journeys.
Yeah.
Or even more recently, I give a shout out to Brittany Tamu, who took out the AMB Pro card on our meals. She did a whole prep on our meals.
Okay.
Probably the first pro bodybuilder to do that.
Dead set.
Yeah, so that was great. She did
congrats,
really well.
Man.
And she's a mother of four kids as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Far out, man. That is awesome. That's really cool. So you're really a customer-based company, man. That's you're not a food company. No, that's interesting.
Sure. It is a people business. Even though it's all online, it's still a people business.
And, mate, ladies and gents, I've got to tell you, this guy's an awesome bloke. He dropped off a full box of... Like, he said to me today, he goes, I'm going to bring you a couple of meals. I go, yeah, no worries. One or two. We'll get one each, mate. He drops off a whole box of meals and goes... enjoy. And I'm looking forward to it, because like I told you off air, I'm always excited to see what local people are doing. And if this is good food, which I'm assuming it is, because I can't see anyone saying it sucks, mate, I'm moving over. And
100%.
that's what I told you, ladies and gents. I'll never recommend something I've not tried myself, so I'm definitely trying this week. But just off this conversation, man. This is awesome. This is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't come in empty-handed.
Well, I appreciate that, man. That's ethnic mentality, bro. Yeah, I appreciate that. What's the end goal with this? What's the 5-year plan, the 10-year plan? What are you thinking?
Look, I've set a lot of goals, but it always interchanges. Like when I moved to my first factory in Marrickville, I envisioned being there for a long time. Mm. After a year, I moved out because it just became too small. So now in January this year, we moved, actually December last year, so a year now, we moved to our food production facility in Wetherill Park.
Okay.
So that's where we're based out of now. And I actually thought this place would last us 5 years, and now it's getting a bit cramped for space. So
that's
now the thoughts are where we're going to go next or how we're going to manage it as best we can out of here.
So you currently service New South Wales, ACT and Victoria?
Queensland.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Queensland as well.
Yeah. And Adelaide as well. But Adelaide, it's very hard to service. So not a great one at the moment.
Are you hoping to go nationwide?
Look, logistically, because our food is all done fresh, we push the pack that we cook and pack it the day before you get it. Mm-hmm. Logistically, there's not many companies that can get it there from when we finish boxing the next day.
That's fair.
So it might be a thing we have to market to places like Perth, Darwin, and Adelaide more so, but they might get the meals 2 or 3 days later. If customers are happy to do that, then you know there might be a business opportunity there. But I still feel like that's a long way away. There's still so much more to heat up in these areas.
Part of Sydney, yeah, for sure. Australia. Hey, I love it. What's the favorite meal on the menu at the moment?
Ooh, chimichurri steak, for sure.
Yeah?
Or lasagna. We do a beef lasagna.
Okay.
Yeah, they're definitely bestsellers.
Okay, so how's the menu work? Like, how do you choose what's going on the list? Are you working with some chefs?
Yeah, it's a team effort. We work with a nutritionist, a chef. It's a lot of trial and error as well. Mm-hmm. So the way we do it, we actually develop the recipe first.
Okay.
We always know what ingredients we're never going to use. And we sort of have an ingredient card list that we know we're going to choose from. And it's just making the right combination. And then the portions of the meal will come last. Mm-hmm. So one thing I've always tried to do, just on people's lifestyle, people struggle to get adequate protein intake throughout their day.
Yep.
So 90% of our meals actually have a higher protein to carb ratio. Uh-huh. Just because it's very easy to get carbs into your day, hard to get protein. Yeah, if you're having two meals a day and you hit your protein intake for the day, our meals have done their job.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something we've always really prioritized.
Yep.
So obviously having a higher, that's another point of difference for us as well. We haven't cut corners. It's very easy to fill up a meal with carbs and fats, which are the cheap ingredients. But to get, you know, good quality meat, good quality chicken, we put a lot of it in there.
And someone's brand new, like myself, to the company. What's your message to them to give you guys a shot, to give you guys a shout?
I think all of the reasons I've already said. Yeah. Like, you know where it's coming from. It's a family business.
Well, ladies and gents, listen up. It's Papa Macros. I'm eating it all week this week. I'm very excited. I preemptively cancelled my Muscle Chef subscription. Not going to lie to you. And it's all on a website, right? Like it's all
correct.
It's all website based. Yeah, easy to down. Easy to order your meals. You can looking at it, guys. You can choose your own menu. Do some meal plans. They've got some snacks in there as well. So this is great. This is awesome. It's very easy to do. So it's Papa Macros. But thank you for that, man. I really appreciate that. Who's Marco behind the business, though? You grew up in Bass Hill?
Yeah.
What was it like growing up in Bass Hill, mate?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, same old Italian boy growing up in Bass Hill?
Yeah, look, my street is very mixed. There's name a race, we got it in my street. I've lived there pretty much my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Still childhood friends with a lot of the boys that I played soccer with growing up or at the local soccer club.
What position did you play in soccer?
As a young kid, I was always a striker. Then as I got older, I sort of played... played like Premier League football, played out in Blacktown. And then there I was a centre back, right back. So yeah. But
soccer's not my sport, bro. I can't do it. I'm a rugby league guy. Yeah. Through and through.
Who do you go for?
Doggies, bro.
Yeah, same. That's
there we go. We got it. I like that. I was expecting to fight with you. I thought you were gonna say Roosters or something like that. mate, we've got a good team coming up.
Yeah, next year should be good.
Bro, we should be very good. In Gould we trust. But So you grew up playing soccer. That's where your love for fitness came from, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I've always been like very athletic, very competitive. I was always very good at like athletics, long distance running, and of course soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I went overseas for soccer as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's in my late teens.
Nice.
But I think very common. I struggled with injuries a lot, and then my motivation sort of when I was 17, 18, sort of lost. And
if it's not there, it's not there, eh?
Yeah, I you know, I struggle to watch a game of soccer still.
Really?
Yeah, I get like I just want to be on the field.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. You Premier League supporter?
When I was younger, not so much these days.
Okay, who's your team?
As a kid, it was Man United. Uh-huh. Now I just follow Juventus. Not that we're doing now. I've always been my team.
I'm a Liverpool guy. I mean, that was the one that I just went to. I don't really watch it, but I was like, yeah, I'm a Liverpool supporter. Why not? My thing about soccer is this. I love everything around the sport. I think the crowds, relegation and all that sort of stuff works, that's unbelievable.
Especially in the Europe top leagues. It's the best. Every game is like a grand final.
Unreal how they've done it. Yeah. Really, really well.
That's how every sport should be, in my opinion.
100%. Yeah. Mate, if we could get footy clubs back to the home grounds and building up that buzz again, I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, of course. And that's what the A-League needs here as well, a promotion relegation system, which is, I hope, is what's coming with expanding the A-League.
Mate, because I've looked into that, like the promotion relegation. This is genius. Like the way they do that, where you're basically told, if you're in the bottom two, you're out of here.
100%, yeah.
Go sort yourself out, come back up.
Imagine how the Tigers would have been panicking this year.
Mate, imagine how the Knights would have been panicking this year, buddy. He's a Knights fan for some reason. But, mate, Doggies haven't been that great either.
No, I can't talk.
So you grew up, you did that. When did you start gymming?
When I started playing soccer.
Okay.
I think I was always had a good understanding of gym, just because playing soccer, we always pushed to do strength and conditioning training as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel like my understanding of training and, you know, rest and what to eat was always very good. I wasn't very serious with it until when I was at uni, just because I was in such a good routine. I was training 6 days a week, sometimes twice a day, always watching what I was eating. I went from, like, my legs haven't changed size in 10 years, but I went from being, you know, 70 kilos to now around 90-95 kilos. Wow. And yeah, look, the past 2 years since I've started Papa Macros, my health and my own fitness goals have gone down the hill.
So you're helping everyone else.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And yours have just taken the dump.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Sometimes I complain to my girlfriend and I'm like, what's happened? Like,
that's the price of owning a business, bro. Right. You're killing it in that regard.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Or trying to, at least.
So how old are you, sorry?
25.
Oh, I'm 25 too. Okay, yeah, so you're only 25, bro. So you started this at 23.
Yeah, correct.
Mate, what 23-year-old gets the motivation to do that, though? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out, is how do you go, yeah, let's bite the bullet, let's do it.
To be honest, I think it's just watching my parents. My dad owns a small business. He works ridiculous hours. You never complains, gets up and does it. Like, the weekend that just passed, I think he got 7 hours sleep between two nights. Now I'm doing similar stuff like that now. So
it's crazy how your parents get you down that path.
My dad's always just get up and go. Mm-hmm. He's always worked 7 days, seven nights. So I think that's sort of just instilled into me.
Yeah.
My mum as well, she does, you know, similar hours. She's not far off.
That's full on, mate.
So yeah, like, look, we rarely ever see each other. That's what our routines are like.
Yeah, it's just going back and forth and just getting it done.
That's right, that's right. Well, now mum's part of the team. Mum's really involved in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she doesn't actually work for with my dad too much. She's more so with me in the factory.
Okay, so you stole her off him.
Yeah, he always complains about that still. Yeah, mum's great. She's actually the only one at the kitchen that doesn't listen to me.
Oh, of course.
So I'm very strict on our processes just to make everything run as smoothly as possible.
I'm a process
and
guy too, yeah.
Yeah, my chefs, my packing guys, you know, the drivers or the kitchen hands, man, they follow the book. They do everything to a T. I got all the paperwork there with the schedule and what's being cooked, what's being packed, what's being chilled, how it works. My mum just do things the way she wants to do it.
And you can't stop
that,
bro.
Yeah, you can't stop
it.
Yeah.
You can't stop that. When the mum wants to do it her way, she does it her way, and that is it.
Yeah, she doesn't care about the paperwork. No,
don't worry about the paperwork. it's all done my way, buddy. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
That's all good. Is your plan to stay a family business? Like, you plan to keep it that route?
Yeah, try to. Look, I have had an investor come on board when we did do our big move.
Really?
Yeah, it was something that needed to be done to keep up with the
brand. 100%.
Look, to fund a move to a small kitchen in Marrickville to a food production facility, and to do a fit out is crazy.
Yeah.
And to keep the business growing, that's what you need to do sometimes.
100%.
Yeah, and I don't look. If you're not growing, you're not moving. You've got to be moving forward. If you're stagnant, you're going backwards. That's the way I've seen it.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Before we end this off, let me ask you, what's your advice to people? They can't do a meal plan. They can't jump onto something like this, but they are able to buy a few ingredients. They're able to sort it out. What's your advice for them to build their own nutritional meals throughout their week?
Don't complicate it. Super simple. Pick two or three protein sources, two or three carb sources, a couple of veggie options. You don't need to buy, you know, 15 different things. You can keep it really simple. Like you can add a, you can get chicken breast, get it pre-diced, pre-stripped. That way it saves you cutting it. You can use basic marinades, a little bit of salt. You can use nice spices, such things like cajun, paprika, you know, natural herbs. And with that, you can combine that with sweet potato, white potato, rice, brown rice, white rice.
Yep.
You know, you can only pick three of those, and then you got three different recipes. I feel like a lot of people, when they're trying to do the meal plan, they might get a plan online from a coach.
Yep.
And you look at the ingredient list between, you know, their 10 meals throughout the week, and every single meal has a whole different range of ingredients. Mm. So they're buying now, you know, 30 different ingredients to make 10 meals. You know, you're going to be cooking for hours. Just simplify it. And if you get sick of eating the same thing, have one week where you eat only this, next week you eat only that. You know.
Yeah, it's hard to get the motivation for people that are new to the gym, that are new to the health lifestyle.
Yeah.
What's your advice for someone that's walking straight into that lifestyle?
Oh, there's a lot of bad advice out there. Mm-hmm. I would say that comes from the, not to diss supplements, but that comes from the supplement industry needing, I think people prioritize what supplements they take over their sleep and their what they're eating and mm-hmm. how they're training.
Yeah.
The three main pillars of health, I think, is sleep, what you eat, and how you train. Mm-hmm. Or how you exercise, I should say. Yeah. So you train. So yeah, don't overcomplicate it. Just simpler the better, and do what works for you. When people call me up and I weigh this much, I've never been to the gym, I've never followed a plan, but I'm going to get your 1200 calorie a week meal plan. I say, don't do it.
Yeah.
Just get 5 meals, get 8 meals or 7 meals for your first week. See how you go with them for the first week. See what portion size suits you better. Don't commit to a meal plan, because if you go cold turkey from eating Uber Eats every day to eating meals every day, you're not going to stick to it. You're going to hate your first week. You need to transition into it. So don't think results come after 1 week of changing your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Even so, when people want to buy our breakfast meals, I say, honestly, what do you have for breakfast now? And if they're having a good breakfast, I say, don't bother. Don't bother. Look, you're gonna wake up, eat what you're really gonna like eating, what you're used to, and then have our meals for lunch and dinner.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I think that's the advice I always give. Obviously, you want to make more sales, but you want people to stick with you for longer, not do it for 3 weeks and then give up.
Well, mate, I think you going down that pathway of worrying more about the customer than your sale will provide more sales at the end of the day, mate.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
All right, mate. Well, before we close this off, I asked this question to all our guests. I'm going to chuck you into a DeLorean. Send you back in time. 10 years.
Is it
10 years or is it 5 years? It's 10? Okay, I'll send you back 10 years. You're 15 years old. What's your one piece of advice to young Marco to get him through the next 10 years?
I don't know. I never thought about that.
Give it a think. I like this question, bro. It stumps everyone.
At the time, my life was just soccer, soccer, soccer. I didn't really think about anything else. So, yeah, I think if I was to give my 15-year-old self advice now, I don't think I would listen to it anyway.
I don't think anyone would,
bro. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe just maybe respect my parents a bit more. Not that I didn't, but
yeah, nice. More. Every 15-year-old needs that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe just maintain some of the friendships I had then a bit better, and more worry about the people around me rather than just living in my own world. It's very easy to get into your own bubble and just see your own goals and your own day-to-day without being considerate to everyone else around you. And as a teenager, you don't understand that.
Yeah, 100%.
But in terms of goals, look, I think I had it nice in a sense where, like, I went to uni, I studied something I was interested in studying. I loved uni.
Yeah.
I made like lifelong friends out of uni. I'm still friends with all the boys and girls I went to uni with.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't really change any of that. And if I didn't study what I studied, I probably wouldn't be doing this, because I wouldn't have been working where I worked.
And that's the thing, man. Life's a process. Sometimes it goes down different paths that you didn't expect, but that's the cool part about it.
Yeah.
All right, Marco. Well, thank you so much for doing this with us, man. I appreciate it. Where can the people find you online?
PapaMacros.com.au, or hit up our Instagram at PapaMacros. All online. The number's there. Most of the time I answer the phones anyway. So,
That's it. Well, ladies and gents, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Talk To Me. You know where to find us. Have a chat with Ray and Stat on all the social medias. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and sort us out that way. Marco.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to me.
I feel so different with those off.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I love
All right. right, before this episode ends, ladies and gents, it is a week since we filmed the episode, and I got to tell you, I've had the whole week to try out Papa Macros and try Marco's meals. Guys, they're phenomenal. They're exactly what he said. They tasted great. They tasted healthy. They've fueled the workouts. They've done everything that they needed to do. So, mate, he is spot on. Make sure you follow Papa Macros on Instagram, Facebook. Go to his website, order your meals, give him a shot. They are absolutely phenomenal. We'll catch you in the next episode.